Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Me. Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this. I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black. Directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R. Under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 298. Is it still 2? I feel like gotta be closer to 300 by now. Anyway, it's episode 2 of the Daily Zeitgeist. This is still a production of iHeartRadio. It's still the podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It is Wednesday, August 2nd, 2023. And happy celebrations to you if you celebrate National Coloring Book Day and National Ice Cream Sandwich Day. Yeah, I fuck with an ice cream sandwich, so I guess I can get behind that one. My name is Miles Gray, a.k.a. Plump Up My Hams, Plump It Up, While My Mouth Is Chomping and The Thighs Is Plumping. Look ahead, the doc is jumping. Plump it up a little more. Get the doctor, cause I want more. See, cause that's where the big thighs is at, and you'll find out if you do that. I want my thighs to be cray. Get your plumpers in the air tonight. Make mine cray. Shout out to me and Technotronic and my big thighs for coming up with that. Plump up the jam. Talking about my hams, my hamstrings, my hammies. You know what I mean? Cause they're getting plumper. And I am thrilled to be joined by my guest co-host today. I feel like you already know. If I have a guest co-host, it's like you already know who's going to be, who it's going to be. It's it's the god from Chicago, okay? Ooh. It's the man with the golden voice. It's the host with the most. It's the improviser who's also my supervisor. Please welcome to the stage, Mr. Jackie Sneal!
I lost my voice.
Wow.
I'm not going to sing. But I'm singing right now.
I know. What are you doing? Hold on. Don't. You, before you're like, hey, I lost my voice, man. I don't know. And then you just came in with a fucking falsetto. I get
what
it.
What up, niggas? Ha-ha. We back.
Yes.
We back. What's up, man? It's it's hot, man.
Yeah.
It's hot.
And
I'm
it's
in
hot
this closet.
Too.
It's hot too. It's hot. Yeah. The block is hot and it's hot outside.
That's one of my favorites in Pootie Tang.
And it's hot.
It's hot out. Yeah, and it's hot too. It's like I hate you. Hey,
yo,
man.
What other black movies that are just so fucking ridiculous that have been made? Probably like Sorry to Bother You.
Right. Yeah.
That's one. Just so fucking ridiculous.
But that's got some real subtext to it, though.
That
you know
does.
What I mean?
Pootie like, Tang was just like
Pootie
straight.
Tang, and like let's forget the person who actually penned that film. But anyway,
yeah.
Let's move on to talk about our guest today in the third seat. Again, one of our favorite guests that we have on the show.
Ooh,
we know.
Thanks.
I mean, we know you as almost knocked my bong over. We know you as an activist, a poet, and don't you know it? You're also a visual artist, a podcast host. I don't know what this talented human being does not do. I'm only surrounded by talent today. Please welcome to the microphone, Taz Ahmed!
Thank you.
Taz, thank you so much.
I don't have a day job. That's what I don't do. But I do everything else.
Hey, you got those things going. And you just had your first art show, too.
I did. I had an art show in L.A., solo art show at L.A. Art Core. Was really excited about it. Was thrilling. I don't know what life is anymore.
Yeah. Where do I go from here? But yeah, check out Aunties with Deadly Stare. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that was the series.
I love the laser eyes. It's my favorite, like bringing that into it. And, you know, what else is new? I mean, what else you got going on? How you been?
That was a lot. Yeah. I like didn't do anything in my life except paint for like three, four months. The show ended mid-July. And then I went to Palm Springs in like 115 degree heat. Ooh. And just hung out in a pool. Yeah. I know. It was really cheap, though. And then I went to Arizona.
Mm. Wait, were you just chasing the hottest fucking places in the country?
I guess I was. The Arizona trip was like a consulting job, but like,
oh, okay.
It was really hot.
Were you in Phoenix? You were in Phoenix, were you?
I was in north of Phoenix. I was at the Clearwater Carefree. That was the name of the area. Carefree.
Were people also, did you read about how like people were getting like terrible burns from falling on the blacktop during the heat wave in Arizona?
The cactus are falling over in Arizona because they can't deal with the heat, which is wild.
Hell no.
That's insane. That's too hot.
Too hot for cacti.
I remember in Chicago, the first year I moved to LA and I went back, it was 2012. It was the polar vortex.
Oh yeah.
And you know, Chicago has wind. For those of you who don't know. Chicago has windshield. And if you don't know what windshield is, that means it's God's way of saying the temperature is what it is, but fuck you more. It gets colder. And the windshield was like negative 50 degrees. Stop. And it was so cold in Chicago that the polar bears that lived at the zoo in Chicago had to be taken inside because
no.
It was too cold for them. Outside in Chicago, polar bears. It was too cold for them outside. I'm getting, like,
in any normal Chicago winter, the polar bears just kick it. Is that the norm?
Yeah, the polar bears can be in or outside, but like it was so dangerously cold that they had to take them inside to keep them alive. They didn't trust that they could stay overnight in that fucking cold.
See, Republicans and climate deniers. We got polar bears wearing jackets. People burning themselves on the fucking. I saw a video of someone baking cookies on their dashboard.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're all just trying to make sense of this climate crisis we're in and ecological disaster. But hey, we're spending a lot of money to try and get out of it. So keep your eye on that part. Taz, we're going to get to know you even better. But first, let's give people a quick preview of what we're talking about. The Biden bulb fucking backlash is in full effect. I don't know what the fuck that is. You probably don't either. But we will talk about how people are somehow mad about efficient light bulbs because, you know, we love a controversy. Ooh. Then just want to lay some flowers at the grave site of Gen Z, you know, who has just found out that mortality does come for all of us. And eventually we do become the washed ones as younger people enter the world. So we will talk about this. Is like really there's a meme. I fucking don't know what the fuck is going on. Gen Z don't know what the fuck is going on. And Generation Alpha, who's the youngest right now, they can barely explain to us old folks what the fuck it is. So we'll talk about that and the Gen Z response to all that. And then we're going to talk about Elon. He found a fucking another person to blame really quick that wasn't himself for the absolutely predictable downfall of Twitter. So we'll talk about that. So before we get to any of that, we got to ask you, our esteemed guest, Taz Ahmed, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are, what you're into?
You know what's funny? I was just looking at it. I was looking up the moon. We're in a full moon right now. Mm. August is going to be, I think there's two full moons in August, so we're in a blood moon.
Oh.
That is the hippy dippy world that I'm in, where I'm Googling the moon.
Yo, my partner, Her Majesty, she's going to some full moon shit tonight.
I went to a full moon shit last night, or Sunday night.
Wait, is there an official day? Can you do it? Is it like more lit today than Sunday, or is this like?
I think yesterday was no. Actually, tonight. Tonight's the biggest one. But Sunday, I went to. This is like the most ridiculous thing I've ever done. I went on a hike in Topanga Canyon. Topanga Canyon.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is like hippy dippy central.
Mm-hmm.
35-minute hike to that like place. I forgot what it's called. Lookout Peak or whatever. And they had a DJ set up, and we did meditation. There was a meditating. Mm. Person, we had disco headphones on. We like welcomed the moon with a silent disco dance party.
Mm-mm. Wait, so the DJ hike up like a 35-minute hike with all their gear?
Yeah,
that's fucking dedication.
I felt like I was like at a rave for like grown-ups.
Yeah, yeah,
I love that. And it was nice outside too. I bet
it was hot. It was a hot hike.
Yeah,
but adults that respect the lunar cycles, obviously.
Yeah,
You know what I mean?
Now, I am a college-educated man, but I did go to art school, so I don't know a lot. I thought there was only one full moon a month. I didn't know there was, like, more. I thought, like, is that not true?
Is that legal?
That's not true.
Taz, is this legal to have two full moons?
No, because the moon cycle is different than the sun cycle. So the moon is every 28 days.
Oh.
And the sun is, like, you know, 30.
Okay, so there is, there is only one full moon per cycle.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But there possibly could be two within a calendar month.
Yeah. And the only reason why I know this is because I'm Muslim and then we like fast, you know, during Ramadan. So we go by the lunar cycle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not because of college education. It's because of eating.
Yeah. Because Islam. Okay. You know what I mean? That's how I got educated in the lunar cycles. Yeah. I remember studying that kind of shit in school and that shit just went over my head. I'm like,
You know what I still don't understand? Like Sunday night, the moon was up and the sun was up at the same time. I still haven't figured that part out.
I know. You see that pretty often here in California, at least. Yeah. I remember like when I was younger, whenever I would notice that, I would be like, oh my gosh. And now I'm like, I notice that shit like 5 days a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens quite often.
It happens quite often. Like, at least on this side of the country.
I'm sure space. Like your listeners are going to respond explaining like how the moon revolves around the earth and the sun is.
Yeah. Whatever. It's just like if it's closer,
I did the research. I still don't understand.
Light. Yeah. I was like, it's not night. This is the devil.
Yeah.
I'm going to church.
And
I'm
for
sorry.
All those people that are going to explain it, maybe you can explain other life mysteries to us. Like, why do dogs and cats live together?
Exactly.
And
why do dogs and cats live together? I wonder that all the time.
And why are there receipts at CVS so long? Please tell me, God.
Why?
And why are there aliens coming to our planet?
What's something you think is overrated?
I was thinking a lot about, like, aunties.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if aunties are overrated as much as the way that we talk about aunties is overrated. I think we're in a new generation of aunties.
Give us your definition of aunties.
Yes.
Right. So like the auntie, my art show revolves around like this idea. It was actually inspired by a hate crime incident that happened in 2016 where two Muslim women were kicked off of a plane for staring too hard. And the flight attendants were like, we didn't like how they were looking at us. So we kicked them off of the plane. And that's what inspired my series on aunties with deadly stares. And I don't know. I think that part, like aunties are just out there to get you, is kind of like, like me making the art was like retaking the power that auntie has. Like, yeah, of course the aunties are going to stare at you like that. That's what they do. This is like an auntie's stare is a terrorist act. What you going to do about it? You know what I mean? Like, that's how we aunties are.
And just for those who are not familiar with the auntie term, it's not like your mom or dad's like sister. That's not the auntie you're talking
about.
That
is not the auntie.
The older generation of women
who
colloquially call aunties.
Oh, I
too.
Know. I know. I'm dating an Indian lady right now, and I've been schooled on all her aunties and all. it's a beautiful thing.
Auntie culture.
This auntie one culture. White lady came up to me at the art show and she's like, oh, so this happened to your aunt? I was like, no. Talking about the universal auntie.
Come on now. Yeah. I think that's a problem people have. Like in Black culture, aunties, doesn't have to be a thing to be a literal aunt. Sometimes it's like your mom's best friend and that's just like your auntie or whatever.
Your auntie.
Yeah.
Or even uncle or cousins. Yeah.
Exactly.
Like,
or your cousin.
Family
terms. A cousin.
So many people are my cousins that are not my cousin.
Yeah.
That's just is what it is. And I think in America, sometimes it's viewed a little bit more rigid, but that they're like, when they hear it, they're like, so this is a sibling of one of your parents.
Bro, I last year I went to my cousin's, like the whole family descended.
Okay, your actual
Vegas.
Cousin?
My actual cousin.
Okay, just clarify.
And the whole family, but my actual cousins, the whole family descended onto Vegas for my cousin graduating from med school. And we were like out and like my younger cousin, who's now in like her early 20s or whatever. So I was there when she was born. Literally, I was there when she was born. And we were like out, like having a drink, having a smoke. And she like turned to me and she was like, Jackie, are you our real cousin? Or, like, how are you related? And I'm like, girl, our parents are first cousins. Yes, we are as real cousins as you can. But like, it's so like ingrained that like you can, but because we're family, but it's so ingrained that like you can be related by blood or not, but you're still cousins, uncles, aunties. Like, it's a beautiful
thing. It's the same level of closeness that you don't really examine half the time, especially when you like you come up with these people all the time. Mm-hmm. It's just, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. Taz, give us something that you think is underrated.
Are we not talking about aliens invading planet Earth? Like, I feel like
that's we've been talking about it.
I feel like it's not as I feel like it's not in the mainstream as
I know we've been talking about this on the show, right? Because when I see somebody under oath talking about some we've covered non-biologics from a fucking spacecraft and there's a program to retrieve and reverse engineer it, I'm like, hold the fuck up. Because I've been getting high for so long, I've been waiting to hear this shit. Please, let me see this. And we talked a little bit about like what a lot of skeptics have said. I think the one of the more compelling arguments I've heard from skeptics is like, hold on, these motherfuckers got ships that are like a sphere and a cube that can move at light speed, but they them shits just crash everywhere. They're like, what the fuck is going on? Maybe they're
Or that it's like holographic, multidimensional.
That's a bridge too far for me. I mean, like, let them be here physically. Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think I've always said, like, I'm very open to this idea. I would like to see something a little more tangible in terms of like evidence. But like, I'm not immediately going to be like, man, fuck out of here. That ain't happening. Because again, I've been smoking way too much weed to not be open to some fucking aliens being here. That's just, it is what it is.
I believe it. But I just don't understand why no one's talking about it. Like no one's talking. No one in the mainstream is talking about it. And I'm like going into every party going like, hey, did you hear about the aliens and how Congress is talking about it?
Yeah.
And it's like, whatever. Right. But whateverness is like, what?
I just like, man, 4 years ago, I felt like there would be like a few things that would universally bring us together as a human race.
Sure.
And after the pandemic, I no longer think that. And now it is even more evident that we are literally talking about aliens and nobody gives a shit. That's how much news and bad shit is. Our world is so fucked up that we are like, aliens, man, I wish we could talk about that, but we got some other shit to talk about. Yeah, like, it is wild.
I'm trying not to get killed by police, but there are aliens. I think the other part too is like, if true, then we have to have a serious talk about how we view our life on this planet, who we are in relation to each other, what fucking God is or is not. You know what I mean? Like, there's a, because I remember the Catholic Church a few years ago was like, you know, if aliens is out there, that's part of God's plan. Like, I'm pretty sure the Catholic Church is sort of like preparing for this kind of shit to be like, and Christ was fucking with aliens. So don't think that that's like not part of God. Okay. Like, we're cool with them. That I think it does make for a lot of introspection that is so abstract at this point. People probably aren't wanting to engage at that level. That's why, like, for me, I'm just like, what the fuck did they say? Go on. Now let me see more, please. And then we'll see there. Because to your point, Jacques, like, that hearing, I've never seen something more bipartisan in, like, my life, like, in D.C., like, where Republicans and Democrats were, like, on task trying to, like, get all of this information out in the hearing. But, I don't know. I mean, I think there's... It's going to take some time, I think, for this to be like at the point where people are like, OK, maybe this is we're seeing enough things or there's enough hearings, enough evidence to really begin to reckon with this.
But like the people who like actually believe in the aliens, even they were like are skeptical of this hearing. You know what I mean? Like the people that were like are the ones that send you the alien memes.
Right.
Those are the ones that were like, but they're just trying to distract you from something. I believe that.
Yeah. Still. I was like, oh, this is quite the psyop. I don't know if you had to swing this big if you're running a fucking op on everybody.
Right.
But it's the one no one's paying attention to either. So is it like a total L of a fucking op to be like, damn, nobody's fucking going for this shit. Like,
yeah.
No one's talking about it.
I guess they're going to realize Bidenomics isn't a real thing.
I think we are in a culture now where movies mean too much because, you know, it's also like, all right, man. Yeah, y'all can see some aliens, but if Will Smith ain't punching that motherfucker talking about Welcome to Earth, I ain't gonna be scared. Like, you know, at this point, I'm like, where's the alien invasion?
Yeah.
Like, that's...
that's me. I want a cigar in my mouth saying, now that's what I call a close encounter.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We were talking all the other day about fantasizing, like, I'll go downtown to the former First Interstate Bank building, which was the one that gets got in downtown LA in Independence Day. Like, I'll get on that roof. I'd be like, yes, come bring them, bring them. But it's to be seen. But yeah, I don't know. So I'm guessing you were like me the first day. I was like telling people, I'm like, this is a quote that a guy just said. Decades long spaceship, like alien craft retrieval and reverse engineering program.
Yeah. I was like, biologics. Did you guys hear biologics?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, man, I wrapped my Dodger fitted in tin foil. It was dope. You know what I mean? Just letting people know.
I wonder, are there people out there that, like, I have no interest whatsoever in becoming, like, president of the United States or any, but I would solely, like, drop everything right now, scrub my search history, take every podcast I've ever done off of the air so it can't be used against me in the future, and start to run for president just to learn secrets that we don't fucking know.
Yeah. I hear that.
What, so I would do nothing in the White House but just learn secrets.
You're like, the Pentagon's budget. You're like, fuck a budget, man. Let me see these fucking aliens, man.
Let me see Area 51, baby.
There's a montage I saw where somebody cut together a clip of when late night hosts have asked former presidents about aliens.
Yeah.
And it's interesting how, like, they're always coy about it. Like, George Bush, like, come on, man, I can't tell you. He's like, well, what do you mean? He's like, so you mean you can't tell me because there are some? He's like, I couldn't tell you either way. I just can't talk about it. And he's like, that Obama was the same way. Clinton was the same way. It makes you think. I'm like, come on now. Like, just
they know there's something.
Let us have some extraterrestrials as a little treat, man. Yeah. The Earth is fucked up enough. You know,
I mean, there's something fun about knowing, like, I am one of 10 people in the entire history of this planet that knows about something. Yeah.
Instead, like in Hollywood, we know kinds of secrets. We're like, well, when's this person going to get exposed? That's a fucking creep. Yeah. Like, it's like those are the closest we get to alien sightings, I think, in LA.
Do you think it's a world thing? Do you think it's a world thing? Can I ask both of you? Do you think?
Oh.
Because if the world has to be in on it. Like, this is the one thing that, like, world leaders across the world.
You're saying a global coordinated thing.
That's what they said in the congressional hearing. That guy, the witness, he said that there's some international treaty that all the world leaders agreed to, like, not talk about.
To keep
about
it under wraps.
Yeah.
It's the only thing that we can agree on as a planet is to not tell people.
Right. Could you imagine? It's like there one crash, like, even like between Israel and Palestine, they're like, yo, man, we're on the same page with the aliens,
bro. Can't talk about it.
That's sacred. Apartheid state, constant human rights violations. I mean, like, you know what time
that
it
we
is.
Can talk about.
But
the other one,
the aliens, shut the fuck up. Okay. Yeah,
it's like they're holding that meme with, like, the red bandana and the blue bandana.
It's like, but over alien spaceship.
But over alien spaceship.
Wow. The one true balancer of everything. Who knows? But again, I thought you were asking about culturally, you know, because I do think that there is something to the fact that Americans are seeing, like we want to see aliens. Like, in England, they see way more ghosts than we see ghosts.
Yeah.
And we see more aliens.
You know, they've killed more people.
Yeah. But I think also, like, I'm surprised they don't have that fear, because I feel like it's like the fear of an alien is about imperialism, the boomerang of imperialism coming back your way. And that we obsess with this invasion of foreign forces onto our lands or whatever, because it's the same.
How do we protect ourselves against these? Yeah.
Same, you know, America has so many ways to feel guilty, whether it's about chattel slavery, these other things that, like, and they manifest in our media in weird ways. Mm-hmm. I see that as, like, maybe potential underpinnings of it. But then at the same time, you're like, but the Brits ain't seeing that shit?
The Brits? Yeah.
Come on now. I know y'all are feeling that. Anyway, so we will see. We will see. There's more hearings on the way.
There is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or like, because apparently, like, they got to talk to more people. Tom DeLong, Blink-182, is like having a field day right now. He's like, just wait. He's like, this is just a taste. I'm like, well, what do you know? Anyway, but we'll see.
I just want to know what AOC is going to discover, because she's the only congressperson I trust.
She was also on some, we got to figure out what's going on. I was like, oh, really? Yeah. Okay. Well, you want to see him too. I think anybody, That's how you know somebody smoked weed in Congress, if they're like, yo, I got to know about this a little bit
yeah,
more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see you all. I see you all. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back to talk about our dear leader, Joe Byron, right after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotika.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back. So people might not know, but yesterday, Tuesday, August 1st, America's ban on most incandescent light bulbs went into effect.
Yes.
Basically, the rule says that light bulbs must emit a minimum of 45 lumens per watt. Mm-hmm. The traditional incandescent do 15 lumens per watt. So we're talking about, you know, minimum three times more efficient. But you know what? Of course, we can't just say like, oh, that's good. We're going to help our energy consumption and things like that with our light bulbs. No, Republicans have already gone on X or Twitter. Man, fuck saying X. Twitter. And wild. Yeah, that's saying Biden has, quote, weaponized federal agencies to push liberal fantasies and the states, quote, must fight back against the light bulbs. Were you about to say something, Taz?
I don't get it. I mean, like, aren't the Republicans like the, like, you know, party about money? Like, aren't they the, like, you know, like, this is just going to feed sell a into bunch capitalism?
Of yeah, it's hard because, again, it's anything that's now seen as efficient or like talking about energy consumption is them trying to say this is like some tree hugger climate change fight stuff, which guess what, assholes? That's something we need to be doing, although yeah. At a much larger level, not at the consumer level with light bulbs. But anyway, that's another point. But again, this shit is so stupid because this ban goes back to 2007 when I was just graduating fucking college, and it was passed with bipartisan support under the Bush administration. So the thing is, there was this part of the law that required most light bulbs be 60 to 70% more efficient than the standard incandescent bulb by 2020. Donald Trump rolled that back. So that was like, it was kind of like a minor story in that, like, the chaos of the Trump administration, who's like, wow, he just killed woke light bulbs, I guess. And that's fine. We're just delayed the implementation of this. But the funny part, the reason Trump even said he was down to roll back these regulations was because he claimed to, quote, look better under an incandescent light. He said, quote, I look better when there's less light. Which, go ahead, sir. You at least you know your angles, which is low light.
I say this every time. I'm going to say it. I hate that he's such a terrible person, because if he wasn't, he is the funniest president we've ever had in the history of this fucking world.
If he wasn't, like, if he was just so just ignorant and not such a vile, hateful, racist, misogynist, etc. It feel, but I don't know how you could. It's hard to be a. I mean, it's I guess hard, George Bush is one of the stupidest presidents, but I just do love.
It's so much.
I look, but to even think that we'd be is like, no, not those bulbs, because I look better when there's less light.
It's so funny.
What the fuck are you talking about?
It's so funny.
You know, it's probably the people who like saw a monitor of him like on a like a shoot with like the lighting on him. He's like, whoa. Just turn that down. Turn it down. I don't want to be seen. But again, this ban is just on the manufacture and sale of these bulbs. Because this is a Fox headline. This is Biden administration torched for banning incandescent light bulbs. So much for getting government out of our homes, which would lead you to believe that there's going to be like the fucking bulb bureau and shit kicking down your door and unscrewing your shit and making this shit LED. Is this shit 45 lumens per watt? But again, that's part and parcel of their, you know, rhetoric on that thing. But again, switching to LED light bulbs, it will cut planet warming carbon emissions by 222 million metric tons over the next 30 years, which is a small drop in the bucket. But again, something that should just be done. You know what I mean?
I mean, look, I don't understand caring about light. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
And not from a micro level, because like, yeah, man, there are some light bulbs and I'm like, ooh, man, give me that daylight white.
I
got my preferences and shit.
Oh wait, you don't like a very warm light, like too.
I like the daylight white. Although now a lot of the lights in my house are like smart lights, so I can like adjust the lights to whatever I wanted to.
The color temperature, right. Yeah.
You know, the temperature, the color, the brightness, everything. And then even like when LED lights first started to become a thing, I was like, ooh, these motherfuckers is bright. But like outside of that, who gives a shit?
And now they're putting out the same fucking light as the other ones. If you were like someone who's like, I don't need the hyper white light, it drives me wild or whatever. They got warmer colors. Don't worry, you won't die under the LEDs.
And life is expensive. Like, don't we want to like make life cheaper for people?
Yeah.
This is basically, in the end, it's going to make like energy use cheaper for the average folk.
I mean, it's going to save, you know, overall like billions in people's light bills by just doing this combined or whatever. But again, they got to find a way to be against efficiency of any kind, because it's just wild. It's progress across the board of any kind they're against.
Yeah.
Truly. It's like, man, I don't even want a fucking light bulb to be better than it used to be when my grandfather was in the Klan and also a senator. Like that kind of shit they're just clinging to. Because same thing with fucking gas stoves. It's like anything that's like,
oh right, gas stoves.
We're doing stuff that things can be more efficient, you know. But again, it's all woke shit. Just like when the Xbox put in like a power saving thing into like the software, and people are like, Xbox has gone fucking tree hugger on us. But hey, do what you got to do, man.
Xbox can't heat up until it gets the three rings of death.
Yeah, exactly. That's my fucking right, bro.
All
right, let's actually move on to, let me move on to Elon real quick. Because, again, for
what do you do now?
Well, hey, for the people in the back who that may not have heard, Elon Musk is continuing to set records for killing a once powerful social media platform, doing everything he can to make this. We talked about how when he had it, the value had halved like a couple months ago. And then when he changed it to X, they say the brand value had halved again just from switching it from X to Twitter, or from Twitter to X. So he thought it was going to make shit happen. It did not. He thought putting a huge lit up X sign at the top of his building would help with brand value that halved. It did not. And this man is flailing before our fucking eyes and just demonstrating with painful clarity that he is far from being some kind of marketing or sales tech genius of any kind. So the latest, it sounds like Elon is blaming pretty much everything that is wrong with the business on a nonprofit organization. Yeah, he's suing the Center for Countering Digital Hate, based out of the UK, for like observing his actions and talking about it. This is what he tweeted on the 31st of July. He said, free expression is fundamental to a healthy functioning global society, blah, blah, blah. If that's taken away, it's impossible to get back. He said, free expression and platform safety are not at odds. Despite our continued progress, the Center for Countering Digital Hate and its backers have been actively working to assert false and misleading claims about X and actively working to prevent public dialogue. That's why X has filed a legal claim against the CCDH and its backers. Mm. And I'm just going to read a little bit from the lawsuit, this legal motion or legal claim that was filed. Quote, I was talking about this countering digital hate and activist organizations masquerading as research agencies funded and supported by unknown organizations, individuals, and potentially even foreign governments with ties to legacy media companies have embarked on a scare campaign to drive away advertisers from the X platform.
So ridiculous.
Taz, let me ask you something. I'm convinced that he's doing this on purpose.
Oh, 100% doing this.
Because I refuse to believe anybody. I don't refuse to believe it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't believe that you can be this inept or this like obtuse to not realize what you are doing. Like, it's That's... either he's doing it on purpose because somebody made him mad and he was like, this is my long con to end this shit or something. But like, good Lord. Also, so am I alone in this? Do you think this too?
Part of me is also I also have to acknowledge my own blind spots as a not wealthy white guy who just could just fail upward infinitely.
True.
Because you see this a lot, I mean, with anything, right? If you're surrounded by sycophants forever, you will never hear an idea, a critical idea that might resonate with you. And people are going to be like, oh, yeah, that's right, Elon. It's these motherfuckers that are like fucking shit up. Because it's not, and not one single business move has been good or positive. Mm-hmm. So,
well, were you following when he was over at, was it PayPal? And he tried to rename PayPal to X?
They fired him.
Yeah, and they fired him for that. So like, this is just his ego, right? Like, he's just trying to...
It's fetch. He's trying to make fetch happen. You know what I mean? Fetch ain't happening.
But I will say that, like, you know, I've worked with the... In my activist life, I worked at a digital media activist organization. And we used to do work with the U.S. version of all these organizations. And it's just, it's so ridiculous because I think there was a quote between Elon and his wife where he was so upset by whatever was happening at Twitter. He's like, I'm going to buy it. I'm going to run the shit to the ground, basically.
Right.
And that's what he's doing here. I think everything he's doing right now is very intentional. He's trying to destroy this platform that activists have been using to organize protests around the world. Now we don't have any space. Like, no, it's not like, I don't know what's happening on Blue Skies Threads. Like, we don't have the community that we once had at Twitter to organized the way we once used to be able to. And I think that's what he was trying to do. He was trying to get rid of the, you know, digital civic like, space.
I guess it's hard, right, to be like, if you wanted to just dead it, just buy it and dead it and be a supervillain. You know what I mean? Like, if but that's like, the case.
But it's a public, what's it called? Like, he has, like, it's on the, you know, he has stocks for it.
Yeah, publicly traded company.
Traded company.
So he can't technically do that.
Well, yeah. I think...
I mean, he can also, like, also... You know, to do that and then to just end it would realistically, in my opinion, like that would, if I was any other businessman, I would be like, I'm never trusting you again.
Yeah, exactly.
But you can buy it and fuck it up by making move after move after move after move and still have the trust of your fellow white man.
Yeah, blame it on other people.
Well, yeah. That's what's wild to me is like, because If you are just sabotaging it from the inside, why also use like your pet project that you've been trying to make happen for years be part of it? Like, why are you letting your ego get wrapped up in it if this is like a very clear operation to do bad? Could just be, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other. But it is clear to your point, Taz, like it's shaking. The wheels are coming off. You can hardly use it. And Nazis can just kick in a subscription fee to get like sort of showcased on the website. And I totally get that, like, maybe there might be a version where he was hoping to invert like the sort of ideological balance of power on Twitter and be like, fuck it, I'm just gonna scare these motherfuckers off. And then I can create a business based off of all these fucking wannabe Heinrich Himmlers I got out here. But yeah.
But that's not gonna work.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's not going to work for business. And I think the other part I will add is like, if he is really going through with this, it's gonna be a hard one for him because like this lawsuit is being filed in California where we have like really powerful anti-slap law lawsuit like regulations on the books, meaning like you can't just come after somebody and try and sue them to silence their First Amendment rights and shit like that, which a lot of people are being like, they're merely looking at your ad business, what you're doing, and rightfully just said, it's like Twitter is becoming toxic. And like, that's, you can't, but you access, their whole thing is, he's saying that they access some data improperly or whatever, but like, that's hardly anything. But it just does sound, seem to be that the narrative he wants to get out there is that the ad exodus is not because of his doing, it's also because of these other people, which I guess, whatever. Do your best.
Is SpaceX considered a success?
Yeah.
It is?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, they're doing real shit. I mean, like, that's, they have, you know, people with expertise doing things. Now, I don't know the ins and outs of, you know, the space industry, but, you know, this is, he gets a ton of money for these like companies through, it's all public money. You know what I mean?
Because I'm just wondering, like, you know, obviously he's a vindictive person and he's doing all of this because he thinks people on the left have abandoned him and made him look silly and stupid and like the moron that we think he is to be. But like, also, like, is he actually a good businessman, or has he?
No.
As he, well, yes, or, and, but with Tesla or SpaceX, has he inserted himself into business models that are hard to fail? And this is the first time he's inserted himself into a business model that his decision making is directly affected. Well,
I would say
success or Tesla, failure of a company.
Same with Tesla, though, right? Like, there, we just talked about a story about how there is a subdivision within Tesla that is meant to gaslight car owners when they say the range isn't what it actually is that shows up on their dashboard. And that is by design by Elon Musk, who wanted to fuck with the software that was displaying mileage to give you a fake fucking actual range distance on your dashboard till you hit 50% battery. And then it showed you what you're really fucking with. And so a lot of people are like, how the fuck did I lose 3 miles after like going down the block? And then so this group within Tesla was made to say, oh yeah, you just driving the car wrong, whatever, man. Like, and if they could get, and basically get them to cancel a service appointment at one of the Tesla service centers, because those service visits cost the company $1,000, and their whole point was to fucking gaslit the customer so they did not go into a service center. And they also had ways of like blocking you from making an appointment on the app if they're like, man, this motherfucker is one of those range complainers. Like, it's, his hands are all over it. And it, and you can see, like, right now, it's starting to get wobbly too. Like, I think, like, in LA, you see so many, and I'm sure this is other places too, so many people with Teslas who have like some kind of sticker or some shit where they're like, look, I know I'm in a fucking Elon car, but fuck that guy. Like, I've seen a few versions. I've seen an anti-Elon Tesla Club bumper sticker. I heard it says, love my Tesla, hate Elon. Like, it's, I don't know. It's getting a bit out of hand, but I think.
And I will say that, like, when Tesla and SpaceX started, Elon was like not a figure that we heard from. Like, he was there.
Yeah.
But Twitter gave him a voice, and I don't like his voice. Like, people don't like his ego. Like, now we get to see his ego in this very real way, where as before, he was just kind of like a mythical.
He was mythical, and people didn't know much about him. So we just equated some of these really cool things that these companies, because look, electric cars are great, and self-driving car. Look, I used to watch the Jetsons. I want that shit.
Right.
All right. And going to space is fantastic. And space exploration. So, like, these are very, like, cool things. And these are very forward things. And we just automatically, and this is a lesson in society, too, for all of us, we just automatically put that progressiveness or that coolness onto him when we didn't know much about him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And then, you know. And then we pulled the curtain back and saw Oz wasn't what he was.
It was funny because I remember over the course of doing this podcast, we went from barely talking about Elon Musk and then Slade being like, man, fuck, I'm pretty sure fuck this guy, actually. Mm-hmm. You know, and now we've reached, you know, critical mass now where he's gone from Tony Starks in people's eyes to Stony Farts or whatever the fuck he wants to go by.
Hey, man, don't be talking about my brother Stony Farts like that.
Stony Farts, you know what I mean? A.K.A. Stony Farts, the fucking fired man. All right. We will be right back to talk about Gen Z angst right after this. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Had enough of those supplements that leave you feeling nothing? Symbiotica is your solution to great-tasting, all-natural supplements that actually work. Crafted with premium plant-based ingredients, their products have no seed oils, fillers, or artificial nonsense. It's just pure goodness in every pouch. Try them out and actually feel the difference today. Visit Symbiotica.com and use code IHEART for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Again, that's 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Go to Symbiotica.com. That's Symbiotica.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
And we're back. And buckle up, folks. It's time for us to take a deep dive into the world of the internets and be utterly confused. I will admit, before anybody, as a geriatric millennial, I'm not sure what the fuck is going on. But I do know this. For the last few years, I have thoroughly enjoyed the absolute roasting of millennial culture from Gen Z. It's mostly on point, and at times it's fucking transcendent. It's eye-opening to be seen through the younger generation's eyes about, like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Some millennials took it a little hard, you know, as it was a reminder to us that it was no longer 2006. And when we were the cool kids out there, with our weird ass outfits.
But can I say,
yes,
that as right as you are, the other half of me was also like,
fuck,
you motherfuckers,
kids,
just wait.
Part of me is like,
just fucking wait.
They're like, we didn't have the internet to cook Gen X. Like, I'm sure we could have. Like, yeah. I mean, now we do it retrospectively. But yeah, I was like, time does come for you as well.
Time is coming for you too.
Time does. And guess what? We have arrived there. Generation Alpha, which is the kids born between like 2011 and now, they are sending Gen Z, some of them, into an existential panic. And I say that lightheartedly based on the commentary around this meme. This meme, brace yourselves, Zeit Gang. You may know, you may not. And this is the first time I heard it. It's called Skibbity Toilet. And you say, what the fuck is Skibbity Toilet? So basically, I'm going to play a little bit. And just so you know, there's a remix of this track, Dom Dom Yes Yes, by Bizer King, who, if you remember TikTok, there was like this Turkish dude who would be like kind of gyrating his hips around like plates of food and stuff. It's like, bimp, skibbity up, bop, bop, yes, yes, bump. Anyway, for people who are terminally online like me, you know that track. There's like, it's like remixed, and there's a dude coming out a toilet. And I'm just going to play a little bit for us, just to feast our eyes on it and try and give you some kind of running commentary as we look at it.
It is a visual thing for everybody. I mean, I think you guys should, when you post online about this episode, have a second slide and showing some of
skibbity
this.
Skibbity toilet. Yeah. Check this skibbity out.
What the heck is going on?
So there's an elevator with urinals and heads come out the toilet.
Yep.
And they're
big giraffe necks.
The necks. That was it. That was it. That was one full up. That was one post about it. And I'm like, what the fuck was that? We got heads coming out of toilets. We have people with surveillance cameras on their heads. There are people with TVs on their heads and they fight in some of the videos. I don't know what the meaning is. And what's funny is
I don't understand.
I know. I don't either.
I think we've reached a point mm-hmm. where the generations that are born, like Gen A and or Alpha, whatever you want to call them, and generations that are going to be born after that.
Yeah.
We've reached a point where their brains are born broken.
Or just so online.
Because they're like on screens as soon as they're born.
Because they're on screens as soon as they are fucking born.
Yeah.
Like I know there is a 4-month-old baby in my life, not mine, but like uh-huh. that I know. And you got a kid, Miles. Like yeah. they know, immediately they know how to look at, you pull a phone out, they know how to look at it. They can yeah. follow it with their eyes. Like they are, and I'm saying this lightheartedly that their brains are broken, but like,
It's a completely different reality for sure.
Yeah.
I want to play this. So somebody, one of these people who had like a younger Gen Alpha sibling, they posted on TikTok of being like, just be like, hey, can like their little brother, they're like, can you break down the skibbity toilet meme for me? This kid is like 9 years old. And I'm telling you, I can't even follow what this kid is saying. That's like what's so frustrating about it, I think, for other people.
Okay, wait. So like, why are skibbity toilets and cameramen in the war?
Because.
How did it start?
Because before they saw each other, like, what? We got to take over the city.
Oh, okay.
The skibbities or all of them?
The skibbities.
Okay, so the skibbities are trying to take over the city and the cameramen don't like that?
Yeah, so the cameramen are trying to save the city.
So we're talking about two different peoples. Like the cameramen...
The camera heads, the TV heads, they got the
suits. That's
two.
Like
then
one.
Then there's the skibbity toilets, which is the heads that come out the toilets.
Okay.
And the urinals.
Mm-hmm.
And they...
And the camera people represent like the like corporate America or like the bad people in the world.
You're going too deep. Too deep, too deep.
Too deep, too deep.
Too deep. Okay.
The skibbities want to take over the city.
The skibbities want to take over
the city. As this young man said. So then...
Right.
The skibbities take over, but the TV heads... And the camera heads fight them to prevent the takeover of the skibbity toilets.
To fight them, right, because, yeah. And, so, like, the cameras are on their heads because they see all?
Again, that's too much.
Going
that's
too deep. Okay,
too much,
okay.
Too much.
It feels
okay.
like,
okay.
again, I don't know, again, like, these kids are going to be, they're the most online generation of all time. And I think it's probably going to be one of these things where, like, even if it doesn't make sense to us, the aesthetic is probably going to be what, like, SpongeBob Simpsons memes and shit are to us.
Wait, mm-hmm. I have a question.
Yes, in the back. Yes.
Is this related to Minecraft at all and how these kids are all into Minecraft?
Minecraft popular again? Oh, shit.
And Minecraft, I don't know. I mean, yeah, my nephew plays the fuck out of Minecraft.
Yeah, I talked to a 10-year-old last night, and she plays Minecraft on the yeah. internet with someone else.
Look. Taz, we are washed and old, and if we said that to them, they would probably laugh at us and then vaporize
us. She did
us.
Laugh at me when I asked that, actually. Yeah.
Okay, Taz, Victor. Victor. Well, producer Victor in the chat. Victor, what? Come on. Hey, come in here. Come in here. You act like you know what's going on.
Sorry for poor audio quality.
No, don't worry. Producer Victor, come through the building. Yes, yes. Please.
Yeah,
bless us with knowledge.
So back in the day, people would use Gary's Mod to mod video games and make little machinimas, which is just basically making a TV or a movie around video games, essentially.
Right.
So I think that's what it looks like here. They're making the memes off of it. I'm butchering it, but I think it might be Unreal Engine 3. So there's a software where you can screw around with video game characters. And how they're making it.
And then animate it and do all this. Okay, but Victor, yeah. Now thank you for the technical part. But what the
That's
fuck is going on, Victor?
Mm-hmm. I don't fucking know. this one's new to me, too.
So, again, like, we're trying to figure this out. And I get that this is just sort of what this is. So, for whatever reason, the audiovisual aesthetic that they love. And it's just, again, like, going back to this, I just love that the last few years, Zoomers have laughed at us for being chuggy, cringe. You know, we fucking love skinny jeans and charcuterie boards and shit. We're washed. But this is like one tweet from someone. This is hilarious. They quote, I just overheard my sister talking about how Gen Z is old and stupid and how they don't get their jokes. Hello, I am right here. I am only 15. She was born in 2013. Then she asked me if I knew what a skibbity toilet was. Please help me. What the fuck is a skibbity toilet? I feel old. Other commenters like on these videos said they already feel, quote, outdated. Some are horrified that they don't understand what this meme is. And I'm like, that's why I'm like, don't worry, y'all. It's just being washed is pretty comfortable at a certain point. You know,
hey, listen, man, yeah. You know, I went to bed last night excited for sleep. I was so sleepy.
Yeah.
Couldn't fall asleep because insomnia eventually did and woke up and was like, my body hurts. So, like, you know, right. that's coming for all of y'all. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, you just sleep wrong.
Oh,
yeah. You wake up and your whole damn body hurts and you got to get up and walk through the day to like relieve your pain.
Wait until you have to do morning stretches.
Yeah.
Because you can't walk without the morning stretch.
Hey, don't sit on that office seat with your ankle tucked under your butt like that. Mm-hmm. Wait till you get that IT band pain like mm-hmm. I did. But yeah, again, I just love that there's also like just this whole, I don't know, there's like lack of acceptance around it, but I get it. And what I tell them is these kids, they're the oldest ones are 11. So Gen Z, you're still firmly in the driver's seat. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But just some stats about Gen Alpha, just quick hit off the census. This is going to be the most diverse generation ever, which makes sense. I think just subsequently, that's just what it's going to be. Because, hey, we're going to be living in a brown country soon, baby. Generation Alpha will also be the largest generation, over 2 billion by 2025. 73% of U.S. children under 12 use the internet. 73% under 12. I didn't start using the internet till I was 12.
Yeah.
Miles, how old is your baby?
My baby is about to be 6 months old.
How's it feel to have like a baby entering
this shit?
Yeah.
Your baby may not be Generation Alpha.
Yeah. Your baby's
Baby's born from then until now. Like,
okay, but you know they changed that shit. Like,
yeah.
In retrospect, they'll go back and be like, actually, this generation was 2023. Like,
I'm gonna tell them, I'm like, you're a millennial, like your dad. That's what we do.
Because when we were first born, we were Generation Y.
Like Y, yeah.
We were Generation Y, and then it changed to we changed to millennials.
Yeah, because it was just more. I think it was easier to follow. But anyway, so shout out to y'all. I get it. The slow creep of death comes for all of us, but just accept it and you will be saved. All right. Well, thank you so much, Taz and Jacquise, for joining me today. Appreciate us taking a journey through our evolving culture.
Aliens, Gen A.
Elon Musk.
Skibbity toilet. Yo, and if anybody can like give me some kind of like sociological, anthropological analysis of Skibbity toilet, please, like, and I understand what Victor's saying. This is like a natural progression of Gary's mod, and that's how we got this like visual. But like, what are we saying with this?
Yeah.
And am
I? And if you are Generation Alpha, and you're listening to this,
yeah, shout out to you.
And you wanna like let us know. Don't come into my DMs. You're too young.
You're too young. But you know what? I will say this. You know, we could team up and gang up on Gen Z together.
Oh, yo.
Yeah.
The Millennial Gen Alpha. Yo, listen, we do have proper names for our generations. Yeah. We not just no fucking letter. You know what I'm saying? We got names.
That's that
baby.
Mural where we tie our flags together.
Hell
Gen
yeah.
A. And fucking millennials.
And we go to bully Gen Z.
So stupid. Taz, where can people find you, follow you, and all that good stuff?
Yeah, I'm at Tazzy Star on all the socials. Podcasts, not making new podcasts, but you can look at our archives for Good Muslim, Bad Muslim.
Yeah.
If you want to see my art, I'm going to have some new pieces posted this week, I think, from the art show. It's up at Etsy, Tazzy Star Shop. I don't know what I'm doing with my life, you guys. You can find me somewhere on the internet.
Not in
the skiddity boobop toilet.
Skibbity toilet, yeah.
Yeah.
What would you do if you showed that to an auntie?
I think she would hit me with a shoe.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
To be like, what the fuck are you trying to do? You trying to,
trying to corrupt
my brain with this shit?
Hit you with that sandal flip flop.
Yeah, the sandal flip flop would get up the head right there.
Real quick. But does it where they just flick it up off their foot? Boom. Woo. That's how I knew too. Like if they were sitting cross legged when they got access to the fucking house slipper right there.
Yeah.
Get ready.
They were ready. They were like in pose.
Yeah. And is there like any work of media, social media, anything that you want to shout out that you're liking?
There is an Instagram person that I've been following. Her name's Auntie Matrix. And she just reads glitches from the Matrix. And people submit like letters to her, which are like glitches in the Matrix.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm like a little obsessed with these because she goes either talks about like people being, what's it called? NFT, not NFTs, like NPCs.
Uh-huh.
Aliens, just time glitches. So I'm slowly turning into a conspiracy theorist, I guess, is what's happening.
Oh, wait, hold on. So you're on that glitch talk shit too? You think there's NPCs walking around?
I don't know about the NPCs part, but I like how people like submit alien stories and ghost stories to her.
Oh, yeah, I'll fuck with that. Because I tell people, the people who believe we're in the Matrix, I just keep saying, you're just suffering under capitalism. That's
yeah, the feeling that, of disconnectedness. Those one I'm a little bit more sketched about, but like the ghost
like the woman
stories,
who was on pause.
Yeah, I saw that one. But then I was like, that's just like, that was probably just like camera work.
Yeah, I threw water on that too. But anyway, whatever. I get it, kids. You know?
But I like watching her account because it's just kind of seeing this other world.
Yeah, I think there's, I feel like when I was a kid, it was all about the Illuminati. And being like, yo, see Illuminati, yes! Illuminati, 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 Illuminati.
And
now
kids
are like, it's the Matrix, 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 Matrix. So we all have our thing. And now it's skibbity toilet, skibbity toilet, skibbity toilet. Jacquees, where can people find you, follow you and all that, and appreciate you co-hosting today, man.
Listen, you can find me in these streets, baby, but it's a little too hot in these streets, so you can find me in an air-conditioned room. You know what I'm saying? And when the temperature drops about an extra 5 degrees, I'll be back out in these streets, baby. And also at Jacquees Neal on any social media that you can find me on.
Any work of media, anything like that, social media, tweets.
You know what I love about, like, there's one thing I do love about being online is that the shit that you think only you do, somebody will make a meme of it and you realize, oh shit, everybody do that.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a meme from Boner Wizard, at okay. Boner Wizard. And is, I don't know if you've seen Oppenheimer yet, but this isn't a spoiler, but there is like a part of the movie where Cillian Murphy is just sitting on the couch, like butt ass naked with his legs crossed, mm-hmm. sitting on the like love seat. And so that's the picture. And the thing says, me at 3 a.m. trying to decide if I want a spoon of peanut butter or a handful of shredded cheese as a snack. And when I say that is so real, how often I will go to the fridge and just get handfuls of cheese and just eat it and go back to bed, or like a little scoop of peanut butter.
Oh, yeah.
It's so funny. I love it.
That's why, like, as an adult, I like switch to block cheese because it's like, what do I look like getting all these shredded cheddar flakes everywhere? Yeah. Like,
you could just cut you a
lock me
bit.
Off a fucking end and be like, argh.
Uh-huh. I say, right. do you eat it straight from the block or do you cut off a little?
No. See, that's where my mother's voice echoes in my head where I can feel me getting smacked upside my head if she caught me doing some shit like that. And like, now. I keep it consistent. I'm like, consider that other people might want a bite of this block. It's not just your block.
Okay, Miles, can I say something for tomorrow's episode?
Yes.
This is going to be, the fans are going to love this. I want us both to do this. I want us today to just eat a block, just like a bite from a block of cheese and report how it feels tomorrow.
All right, I actually got to go to the store. I'm going to buy it. I'll buy like non-sliced, non-shredded and just take a fucking rip
just
off
take
of
a,
that thing.
Just take a bite of a block
already,
of cheese.
Already, part of me just feels like, fuck, man, that's a lot of fucking cheese I gotta fucking chew. Anything like soft cheese, hard cheese, like not a pecorino, maybe like a cheddar, a gouda.
Oh, like, it gotta be like a cheddar. I mean, any cheese, but like a cheddar or something. Yeah. Something that's ridiculous.
Goblin
for you
mode
to
is
eat
eating
block.
A hard, like pecorino Romano, that like off wild. The fucking Goblin. Wheel.
Okay. It's like Tom and Jerry, how the mouse used to just like take a bite out of cheese.
Yeah.
And then his whole body shape would just turn
like
into
a triangle and shit. Yeah.
And then Tom would get mad.
Yeah. I'm going to have a rectangle in my windpipe, basically.
Yeah. You don't have to eat the whole block. I'm just saying, like, instead of slicing up like pieces.
Yeah. Just have those like teeth marked.
Yeah. We got to have a bite of a block of cheese and we'll report back how it feels tomorrow.
Oof. all right. I'm fucking sweat. I got the cheese sweats just thinking about that. But I'm gonna do it.
You seem legit nervous.
I didn't try shower orange, but I will do cheese block. Maybe I'll do that in the shower too. Let's see, a tweet that I like, you know, just more, just tweets from the picket lines. Helen Shang, at Helen Shang, tweeted, "Whenever I picket at a gate with just a few people, that's when I get the fuck you and get a job yells. But never at the highly populated gates. Why not yell it to several hundred people in one go instead of just trying to, like, find the lonely outpost to unleash your ire?" Which is like, yeah. Or maybe, you know, it just shows you strength in numbers, too. Oh, you don't have anything to say now? And shout out to everybody that's still picking, man. It's fucking 3 months now.
And yeah. So hot.
Not so easy. Hot. It is not fucking easy out there.
It's warm.
Yeah. And yeah, you can find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram, Threads, all that shit. Find me on my new podcast, The Good Thief, talking about the search for the Greek Robin Hood, Vasilis Paliokostas, who would, you know, steal from the rich and give to the poor. Like in IRL, though, we love a wealth redistribution king. And find us on our basketball podcast, Miles and Jack, I'm at Boosties, and 420 Day Fiance with Sophia Alexandra. Okay, and then you can find us at Daily Zeitgeist on Twitter, The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram, got a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where it posts all of the episodes and our footnotes.
Footnotes?
Thank you so much, as well as the song we ride out on. I want to go out on this track because I'm feeling old, okay? I want to remember that I'm a geriatric millennial from, you know, going out from People Under the Stairs, the Next Step album.
Aww.
There is a track. Now I get it, San Francisco Nights is like a heat track off there. But there is like a 1 minute instrumental called Slow Bullet on that album, which I love. And it's just like a great little interlude the producers are putting together with like nice electric piano over like a nice breakbeat. And it just feels good. And it's like, again, I know I've been hitting out with a lot of like 1 minute, 20 second tracks, but just enjoy this Slow Bullet, People Under the Stairs. Okay. And we will talk to you later. All right. So for more podcasts, check out the Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. And that'll do it for us today. We'll be back later to tell you what's trending. See you then. Bye.
Peace. Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.